This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's great to have you on board today. Let's chat some nutrition today. And our guest on this episode has learned some hard lessons when it comes to nutrition and making sure things are 100% in a race. Ben Hammer joins us. Ben, welcome onto the Kona Edge.
Thanks for having me back.
Ben, you've had some struggles with sort of getting nutrition, the balance right and working things in races. I think Ironman Texas 2015, not that it's out and out just in nutrition, you got ill, but it's something that you have had to struggle with and continue to struggle with continually.
Absolutely. For me, I think the nutrition piece is one of the most challenging aspects of race day. I still don't feel like I've got it fully dialed in.
Does that frustrate you? And we've spoken about this at length here on the Kona Edge, especially in an Ironman, because you don't get too many chances to simulate going and racing for that long. So to where you're only getting a handful of opportunities a year, it does really make it difficult, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And the thing that I have found to be really challenging is that even if you simulate your nutrition on a long ride, which is easy to do, it's hard to simulate the conditions or the intensity of that same ride in the race. So for example, I've practiced with my nutrition a lot in this past training block. And then the most recent race that I did, which was Ironman Chattanooga, it was 95 degrees. That is a different variable than what I had been able to train with. So it changes things up a little bit, and it makes things a little bit harder on your stomach.
What are some of the things you're grappling with and sort of experimenting with right now?
Well, one thing that has been really helpful for me has been Infinite Nutrition. I started working with that before Kona 2015. And I do find that to be a really, nice thing. Even just logistically, having bottles on your bike, obviously bikes are set up well to hold water bottles. It's very easy to carry. And then the other thing is, having a more liquid based nutrition. It's nice because it gets you some hydration, with the nutrition. And, I think it's also, obviously a lot easier for your stomach, to take in a large number of calories per hour, as opposed to, trying to do that all via solid food.
What's the biggest nutrition lesson you've learned in your triathlon career?
You can't drink enough. That's for whatever reason, for better, or for worse. I think 5 of the 6 Ironmans that I've done is the runs have been over 90 degrees. And when it's not that hot, I think it's almost impossible to take in too much water. So I constantly have to remind myself to drink more on the bike, especially.
As far as one or two things that you've learned that really help you nutritionally that you can share with us, whether it be sort of checking sweat rates and that sort of thing. I mean, have you got that scientific on it?
No, I have not. No, I, for me, I kind of, have a goal number of, calories per hour on the bike, and I try to make sure that I'm getting those in. I shoot for around, 350 calories an hour, when I'm biking. And so, I have that measured out, in terms of the amount of Infinite Nutrition that I need to take. And then I make sure that I, either get that in by, drinking that from the bottle, or supplement with things from the aid station, maybe a banana or some Gatorade or whatever. But I shoot for that kind of goal number of right around 350 calories.
As far as recovery, do you do anything specific nutrition-wise for recovery?
My coach shared with me when I asked him that question, he basically gave me some great common sense, and I think it's helpful. He said if you can pick it or you can kill it, then you can eat it. You know, so it's just kind of that common sense of, you know, the closer something is to being fresh or, you know, not processed as little as possible, I think the better off you are. So, for me, I just try to use good judgment and, you know, eat as healthy as possible or healthily as possible. But I don't do anything crazy in terms of, you know, my diet or have any magic pills or anything like that.
Yeah, I think that is actually, that is the magic pill, unfortunately, is that there are no magic pills and you just got to keep it as natural and as healthy as possible. That's what it boils down to. I think, Ben, as always, great to catch up. Thank you so much for joining us. If people want to find out more about you, I know you've got a website that they can sort of delve a bit deeper as well. It's tryteamhammer.com. You can get all the details there. And yeah, Ben, thank you so much for joining us. Much appreciated, and best of luck on your journey to head back to the Big Island and achieve some of those goals in the sub nine Ironman. It'll be incredible. Can't wait to see you do that.
Thanks a lot for having me. Pleasure talking with you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.